Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. At 3:30, we have our second edition of Flyers in 50 with Broads, Hunter Brody.
I like that segment.
I love that segment. Now, yeah. Unfortunately for Broads, since the last time we talked to him, this is the way it's going to work. He gets 50 seconds to talk about the Flyers, update us on Michkov, obviously. But if Flyers win, he gets 2 more seconds. The Flyers lose, we take away 2 seconds. So since his last appearance, they've lost 3 times.
Yep.
So it's Flyers in 44 today.
I've noticed a lack of tweets.
Oh, yeah. Nobody complaining.
Oh, well, you guys talk about the Eagles. Yeah. What about us? Yeah, what about us?
Rebuilding. Keith Jones. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so you hate Jonesy.
No, I love Jonesy. I want it to happen for Jonesy. So before we get back to the Sixers and Embiid, I want to talk a little bit about Howie and the offseason he had. Specifically because we are less than 2 weeks now from the trade deadline. And the names that we have seen traded already and the names that will be traded seems like players that normally we would think about. So Devontae Adams gets traded for a third and a seventh, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then Amari Cooper gets traded for a third, a conditional third round pick. And you know what we gave up a third round pick for?
Jahan Dotson.
Who just is not as good as those other guys. And it seems like Cooper Kupp will probably be about the same thing. I can't imagine him going for much more than a third, probably, around there. So, and if you're them and you just committed to being a running team, I don't think you go and you trade for him.
Trade for Cooper Kupp.
But any of those guys would have looked much better as a third wide receiver for the Eagles. And they panicked. I think he panicked. I think they didn't think it was going to be as big an issue as it was, and they had all those. They had the Paris Campbells and John Ross and all that kind of stuff. So, so when we look back,
I'll tell you what else though.
What?
Well, it also doesn't help when the quarterback isn't necessarily clicking on all cylinders. Yeah. So what's the point of...
When you only throw the one wide receiver?
Yes. It's the point of going out and getting more wide receivers.
Dotson did have more catches and targets than Devontae over the weekend.
Yeah, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, that's not going to
happen again. The Devontae overcorrection this weekend is going to be beautiful.
Oh, it's going to be lovely. Yep. Make sure you take him.
Yeah. So, Howie's offseason. Two parts of the offseason, the draft, free agency. So the draft, I think, so far, you would have to say, is looking good. Because really, you want to hit on the lower round guys, but if you can hit on the higher round guys, which they haven't always had that much success doing, Quinion Mitchell looks like a hit. Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean, I don't know, but so far looks like there's something there.
Yep.
Jalix Hunt has actually gotten in games, which is
showing flashes,
which has shown some flashes. So the draft looks so far to be now Will Shipley, who knows, Anaya Smith, we haven't really seen yet.
Those guys are going to be our next year players.
Yes. See what they're made of next year.
Yeah, because Anais will be our third receiver next year, our gadget receiver.
Yep.
And Shipley, I think this is Gainwell's last year. I think he's on the final year of his deal.
Yeah, I think he's on a lifetime contract, honestly.
Well, no, I think he's on his rookie deal, and that's why they drafted Shipley, so they don't have to worry about re-signing him because they got enough money invested
in the
running back position already. Yeah. So I think Shipley is your backup running back next year for sure.
So there's also the re-signings. All of that was fine. Re-signing, Jordan Mailata, good.
Yep.
Giving Landon Dickerson a contract, good. All those good.
Devontae. AJ.
Yes. The free agency doesn't look so good.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Huff, it does not seem like it so far.
Week,
he's heating up.
You're right, he is. He's on a 2-game streak here.
It's all relative, I guess.
Yeah.
Devin White.
Mm-mm.
Miss.
New Texan.
Yeah. Zach Bond can play a little bit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's a
Come
hit.
On, we have
yeah.
Yeah, for a linebacker that I didn't even know what the hell he was going to be doing this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
He already has a career. He had a career high in tackles after two games. That so far. CJ GJ, I don't know. Jury's still out for me. Seems like we're going to regret that 1 week, and we haven't hit that week yet, but that's my guess on CJ GJ.
Becton? Who?
Becton's a hit.
Oh, yeah, it's a free agent move. That's right. That was a free agent move.
Yeah, Becton's a hit.
Yeah.
Saquon.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, Saquon, yeah.
So far, definitely a hit, yep.
Well, we need his legs to fall off.
Well, not just a one-year deal, but yes, so far, he and considering, again, where the quarterback is, if we were doing this with, you know, what's his name, who's in Chicago now,
Caleb
prep.
Williams.
No. The running back who is...
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift. He's, you know, he's better than DeAndre Swift.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
So... I don't know. I think getting rid of Hassan Reddick.
Who showed up to practice today?
Yes.
Did you see video of him?
I didn't see video of it, but I saw
that he's wearing Boomer's number, man.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yes. Wow.
He's wearing number 7.
I want everybody to wear the numbers they're supposed to wear. I don't know.
They're not going back to that.
I know. But edge guys wearing 7.
Single digit numbers.
That's a quarterback number. So, I guess overall, you would have to give it a B minus, C plus in that range?
I would give him a solid B. And here's why. Saquon has been such a huge hit, and it wasn't a no-brainer.
No.
People say that now. We did a whole offseason trying to get Bijan Robinson here, and everybody telling us you don't win with running backs in this league. You don't waste them. You know what I mean? And now everybody loves the fact they went out and got Saquon. And if you'd have thought about you're going to give a running back in his sixth year $36 million who's been injured 3 out of the 6 years he's been in the league to play for the Giants, there's no way I would do that. That would have been that's everybody's reaction before you signed Saquon.
And I said a couple of times, if another team had done that.
Yeah, we would have mocked him.
We would have mocked him.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys did it, we would have mocked
good
him.
Good luck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, him and Derrick Henry have been the best running backs in football.
How about that?
The two big signings.
Yeah,
the two big free agent running back signings. Yes. Good players, turns out, still good.
And I actually think Derrick Henry didn't get a huge deal, right?
Yeah, what, 2 years, 22?
Right? Like, he got Saquon's deal, I think, was bigger than Derrick Henry's.
Yeah, I think that the bigger difference is the third year, which I think we have $24 million guaranteed to
it's
Saquon.
Really just it's a two-year deal.
Two-year, $24 million, and if you want the third year, it's there.
Right.
The Huff thing feels like such a major miss that...
Yeah. Well, wait till the deadline. When Ike told us they're going to go get Myles Garrett.
That's not exactly what.
Not exactly what I said.
Well, we'll see how it's
Max Crosby.
Max Crosby.
And Howard said Von Miller. Howard said Von Miller.
Eagles
I didn't know Von Miller was still playing.
Well, he's not.
No
right
one
now.
Does. Yet.
Oh, okay.
He's currently suspended.
Yes.
That's right.
PED
thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No. He did the.
He's a 4-game suspension.
Yeah, something with his girlfriend or his, something like that. This offseason. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know, they had those incidents that happened in the league. They don't suspend you immediately anymore. You can wind up getting suspended in the middle of the season based off something you did in January.
Oh, really? Whenever they get to it.
Yeah, whenever they get around
to it.
It's
your boy Troy trying to keep everybody.
Yeah, whenever it's on the court docket or something, yeah.
So you can't even time your bad behavior anymore. Jack, what grade would you give Howie for his offseason if you had to grade him right now?
I think a solid B. I think Huff's a miss, sure. Draft... Pretty good so far.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
and Saquon's obviously a huge thing. The third round pick. Listen, for
Devin
Jahan
White,
Dotson,
a miss.
Devin White's a miss.
Yes.
And Jahan Dotson a miss.
But Devin White, they rebound. I mean, the linebackers look pretty good for the first time around here in a while. Bond looks good. They believe in Nakobe. Nakobe had a big game on Sunday. We'll see if he can keep that up. But the Jahan Dotson thing just drives me nuts. I mean, you didn't have to do it then. I guess it's a mystery. I think of the market. Like he's usually very good at having foresight.
And the player.
Yeah.
100% the player, too.
Yeah, but Howie, a player.
Well, it seems like I'm sorry for interrupting. It seems like Washington Howied us.
Yes.
They found a desperate team and they
overcharged them for it.
Yep.
And what I usually give Howie a lot of credit for is always seeing the future in a way. I'm surprised you didn't see Adams getting traded, Amari getting traded, Kupp getting traded, and Hopkins getting traded. Now, I know a lot of those guys are outside guys, and they were looking for a specific slot receiver, but the last time they did that, it was Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson.
Now, to be fair, Jahan Dotson isn't a one-year guy.
Sure.
They got him on a rookie deal, so they got him for the next couple of
years.
Thank God.
Yeah. No, all I'm saying is he has a chance to be here for offseason, still be in the offense moving forward. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
That's
all I'm saying. By the way,
next year's his breakout year.
Well, we hope so.
By the way, is there a worse appropriation of assets? Is that the right word? I don't know. Is there a worse thing than spending money on a slot receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles when the quarterback doesn't throw the ball
over the middle of the field?
You know what's the worst idea?
What?
Spending a top 2-round pick on a tight end that they don't use. Well, I mean, seriously, what are we going to do with
Goddard?
Goddard's
going to leave and go to Kansas City.
Well, but Goddard's 32.
No, I know, but it's the whole...
Is he that old?
Yeah, he's old. He's like 31, I think. The slot receiver thing, they don't even use the tight end.
How long has Goddard been here?
It's a long time.
18, I think.
Yeah. I think he's at least 30, because they wouldn't have paid him this offseason anyway.
So. No.
2-1. All right. So back to the question at hand. If you'd like to get in with your Howie grade, you can feel free to call 215-592-9494. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. Are you ready to throw in the towel on the Joel Embiid era of the Sixers, or do you still have hope?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Been a lot of movement in this poll. More so, last time we checked in, it was 59% throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 51.
There you go.
Now I think it's maybe because I retweeted it and it got into my universe, which I think may help. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to ride it out with Joel, or do you want to throw in the towel? 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing? Can I tell you what I think the Elliott Subway confrontation would sound like?
Yes.
Of course.
Hey there, fella. I saw you looking at my ding. Now put your dukes up. It's that old-timey...
Yeah, we did it.
We got you now.
But that was our bit yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Gary.
Gary, you're getting there. You're getting there. You don't always have to
We'll dump this audio, Gary.
Yeah, it never happened.
No one else heard this.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it never happened.
The dump button yesterday got used.
Yes, yes.
There you go.
We got to be careful using the dump button too often because you never know what I'm going to spout out with an F-bomb.
Man. Yeah, this guy's a loose cannon.
I was hoping you're on blood pressure medicine or you got more gummies at home or something. I was concerned yesterday.
Yeah. I got to take a break from the gummies to sleep, by the way. But do you want to ride out the Embiid thing, or do you want to give up?
I mean, we got to ride it out. They can't lose anymore, and we can't go back to the team that was just in the middle of the road losing. Well, I mean, I guess we're losing the first or second round anyway, but at least it's more exciting in parts.
Say we at least we get to lose with a better player. Yeah, we get to watch better players.
Yeah, true. Honestly, it's part of it. Would you rather watch some Joel Embiid and some Paul George over the next couple of years, or
absolutely,
you know, or watch you know Tyrese Maxey fight for his life for the next 3 years?
He will be fighting for his life. It
go into Kelly Oubre mode where you're scoring points on a bad team all the time. So hey, go ahead.
Did you hear what Long said about Chris Long said about Sirianni? He's doing the script for the first 16. That's why our first quarters are iffy.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute. Long said that Nick Sirianni is scripting the plays.
He's like Nick, you got to get out of the building and let them script that first 15. We will
check in on that.
Yeah, I
do feel like Chris Long's basically just become a podcaster now. You know, he's full in podcast mode, mm-hmm. even though he is a former player. I don't know if he's saying that because he knows anything.
Right. How did he preface that? Did he say he's getting inside information that's happened, or he's saying that's my guess?
It was a shtick.
Okay.
So, Gary, we have a four-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show this Saturday and a meet-and-greet autograph session with Ike Reese at the PA Convention Center.
Ike Reese, an Iron Man.
So the question is, based on the death of Fernando Valenzuela, who was a star that shined very bright but for a very short time?
How about Dukes with the Daisy Dukes? I mean, it brought back a whole trend of wearing clothes and love of Dukes of Hazzard back.
Wait, who wore Daisy Dukes this time?
Deuce, that Daisy Dukes song.
Oh, who did the song?
The 70s?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not the 70s. He's talking about, look at that girl with the Daisy Dukes on.
Oh, right.
I don't know, was that
in the 90s?
That was a 90s thing. Yeah. I don't know who sang that.
So
that 95 South?
Here's the thing with... No, that was Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah. It was one of the two groups that sang Who Let the Dogs Out.
There's two.
No. There were two. I'm sorry. There were
Whoop,
two. Whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 95 South was Whoop, There It Is. And then there was Whoop, There It Is by somebody else.
Something Boys.
You're right.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, the 90s were terrible, man.
By the way, Gary from Vineland was trending up as a caller.
Yeah.
Oof. That was a...
Yeah.
Listen, a big old step back.
But, yeah.
Hey, give him credit.
He'll bounce back.
He took a swing.
He tries to do the bits.
He tried, yeah.
We're in on the bits. It's good. It just didn't land.
Joe in Orlando, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're killing it, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
I know you are. First, can I say something about the Eagles?
You can say whatever you
want.
Oh, thank you very much. Listen. I'm an Eagle fan from way back, first game, 1961, Franklin Field. So I've been watching them all my life. Jalen is great. And you guys just said it a minute ago. He doesn't throw over the middle because he can't see over the middle. I mean, these guys, the defensive linemen, are all 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". He's 6 foot.
That's part of the problem.
He likes to play back, you know, the
shotgun.
Not in the pocket there, you know? And he feels more comfortable there. So we got to make more plays so that they go over the middle when he's back there in the shotgun so he can get it out fast and get it to our slot receivers, which Johan has been open. I watched him. I mean, if you watch the game, you know, he's missing some people back there. And I think he's just a little short and can't see that over the middle. And, you know, even when he comes back, they're rushing him, you know, and he can't see again.
It's definitely part of it, but he's not the first 6 foot quarterback.
Exactly. Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, and he was little.
He was 6 feet.
Yeah. Russell Wilson.
That's them. That doesn't mean it's going to happen to Jalen. I wish it would.
Right.
You know, because it happened to one person doesn't mean it's going to happen to somebody else.
Oh, for sure. But I think what we're just saying is that it's not just his height.
We're saying it's not just his height.
Why do you think he doesn't throw over the middle then?
Well, I think part of it is his vision is obstructed. And it's not just D-line. He has his own offensive linemen who are also large men. And then also, there are more people in the middle of the field. Joe. Like, it's as simple as if I put the ball in the middle of the field, there's a greater chance of something bad happening because there are more people in the middle of the field versus the outside, the numbers.
The other thing that I'd throw in there is that the time. So one thing that we've been looking at with Jalen is how quickly he makes decisions. Mm-hmm. The plays on the outside are a longer developing play than the plays on the inside. So when he is throwing to a guy that's going across the middle of the field, that is the moment he, and this goes to the more players there, the moment he has to hit that guy, I think is
gotta
a lot shorter.
Yep.
Than, so part of it, I think, too, is I think he might even see it and he flinches and he doesn't do it. He doesn't trust it. And then it's gone. It's over. And I think that's why we end up seeing 13, 14 pass attempts, because he's not, instead of throwing it late, he's not throwing it at all, which is better than him throwing an interception or something like that. But I think it's all those things. There's a much smaller margin for error, and the decision needs to be made a lot quicker when you're throwing the ball over the middle of the field.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that we have all the chess pieces in place to go to the Super Bowl. And I love Nick Sirianni. I just don't think he's the general that's going to take us there.
Well, we'll see.
He was able to do it before.
Yeah, I think that, again, that was, you know, all the chips falling into place.
Right.
He had other coaches.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
All the same things he has right now.
Yeah, but not the same caliber, I don't think.
Not the same caliber? The defense is not as good. Coaches. You mean to tell me the coaching? You didn't even know Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon before the Super Bowl. So don't give me the coaching experience those guys had in the long track record. Hell, we were getting people telling us from the Chargers fans, they hated Shane Steichen as an offensive coordinator out there. So like they became the hot topics and the hot coaches after the Super Bowl. All I'm saying is you have two experienced coordinators right now that were more experienced than those guys were. You have the defense isn't as good as that defense was. I'll grant you that. But you can make the argument this offense is just as good, if not even better. We didn't have Saquon in 2022.
Right. I agree with you with all that. I just think there's some things there that need to be put into place. And I just,
you know what it is, Joe? The quarterback. Okay. How about that?
I agree there.
There you go. There you go. The coach has the same role today that he had when they went to the Super Bowl, the same setup. You know what's the big difference? Other than the defense is not as good as it was back then, it's the quarterback isn't playing as well as he was in 2022.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm there we go.
All right, Joe.
Can we talk about the Sixers?
We got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We got a lot of.
I don't have a person.
Okay.
But I don't believe in the process. The process is cheating, and nothing ever good comes from cheating.
God bless you guys.
It is.
All right. How's it?
It's not cheating. Okay. All right. Take a deep breath.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
All right. He got it in there. I told him no. He did it anyway.
Do you really think, though, that this is a leader of men? I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, that's happened to me a couple times. I'm a leader of men.
I'm just kidding. Well.
You couldn't hold that?
No, I know.
He was dying. He needed it. All right. Coming up next, we'll continue the conversation about Joel Embiid. Do you want to see it through, or you ready to throw in the towel? 215-592-9494. And also coming up next, the leader in Flyers talk in Philadelphia sports radio is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yes.
We will bring you Flyers talk next. Flyers in 50/44 with Broads is next.
This is the
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app